Welcome to the Growth Mindset Podcast with me, Sam Harris, your host. I invite fascinating humans from all walks of life to share their wisdom and unpack their mindsets and formulas for growth. Hello and welcome to an episode of the Growth Mindset Podcast with your host, Sam Harris, and my guest, Nick Telson. Now that you've done like 25 investments and you've started a podcast all about helping founders pitch to people and sort of how they find their investments. So like, what have you learned as an angel investor?
I think for us, so we see a lot of decks. We're new on the scene, but I do a lot on LinkedIn and I get sent a lot there, and we promote Horseplay within the community quite nicely. So we're seeing like 60 decks a week at the moment, and you see varying degrees of, let's call it, goodness. For us, it's A, the founder or founders. Do they have the knowledge of the industry they're in? Do we think they have the grit and determination to be a successful founder? Because we know how hard the journey is. So very much based on that and the type of founder. Andrew and I aren't really swayed by founders that, you know, using all this Y Combinator jargon all the time and almost being a founder to be a founder. You know, we're looking for real men or women that want to be business people and start businesses and get traction and grow revenue and get to profit eventually. So we look for realism in the founders and decks we talk to. We also like to see sort of disruption. We're quite big on, if you have a really good USP, there's no reason why you can't take on a big boy and either win or get bought by them. You know, a lot of the best ideas aren't these huge light bulb moments like, you know, an Apple or a Tesla. It's actually just seeing what's out there already that's not being done very well and how it can be done better. So I think that's big for us when we're looking at the idea itself. And, you know, that also gives you a pre-trodden path. If you're disrupting an industry that's already there, that has users, it shows you that there is a demand for that. When we see a deck, we like people to be honest about competitors. What irks us the most is on a competitor slide, there's like three competitors and they're all crap, obviously. And then we go and do our due diligence, which any angel investor will, and you unearth six more that are all very, very good and very similar. And the USP of the deck you're looking at is, we're just going to do it better. So we like our founders to be very honest about the space they're operating in, because as I said, any angel investor worth their salt has a very good network and will go and speak to people. So don't try and pull the wool over the eyes of an angel investor, because that doesn't bode very well.
Cool. Then did you just have that network already as soon as you started? Or is that now that you've gone into angel investing, you've gone out to find lots of other angels to kind of help develop your network?
Yeah, it's quite a tight network. You know, probably about 7-8 months before we exited this year, I was doing quite a lot on LinkedIn. So I was building up a network on LinkedIn of founders and angels. Luckily, we've got the credibility because we've just done it. So I think that gives you credibility, A, with other angels and founders that want you to invest in them because they know you've just done it. You understand the journey. And then it's the classic introductions. It's a very tight network of, once you meet a few people, they'll introduce you to another few people, then you should join this WhatsApp group with 15 angels on and join this Telegram group with 20 angels on. And, you know, now I've got like 5 WhatsApp groups, 5 Slack groups, 8 Telegram groups, just of groups of angels where we're all sharing deals with each other. And yeah, you want to help each other. That's the idea in the angel investment world, that you might not be investing, but let's, you know, someone might put a nightlife website deck on, you know, and I will pipe up and give my opinion on it, even though I'm not going to invest. So it's actually quite a tight community that you all want to sort of help each other succeed. And then that grows very quickly if you're up for networking and chatting to people.
Interesting to know. I'm not yet in that world. We'll see. No, 5 years time. Get busy with my current things. I'll never know. Welcome to the favorite part of the show. Free stuff. Today, you're going to be getting free job adverts on LinkedIn, which is great, because 2021 is here, which marks a fresh start for your small business if you own one. And whether you're shifting business hours or hiring more remote employees, one thing that remains unchanged is the importance of having the right people on your team. When your business is ready to make that next hire, LinkedIn Jobs can help by matching your role with qualified candidates so that you can find the right person quickly. Your first job post is free, and getting started is easier than ever with new features to help you find qualified candidates quickly from the active community of professionals with 722 million members worldwide. So many that I can't even say it properly. And you can manage job posts and contact candidates all from a single view on the familiar LinkedIn.com. When your business is ready to make that next hire, find the right person with LinkedIn Jobs, and now you can post a job for free. Just visit linkedin.com/growth. Again, that's linkedin.com/growth to post a job for free. Terms and conditions apply. And then I guess, would you say your podcast really helped with that? Because I really enjoyed it, and you obviously invite angels to come join you on it as you sort of grill a founder. So you must be getting to know some pretty cool founders and angels.
Yeah, podcast's been great. I love doing it. So that was just a new skill I wanted to learn. So I started that in lockdown. So the first series I recorded, edited it all myself. So that was just a good skill to learn. It's, as you know, a very long process editing down a podcast. So got a bit of help with series two, but I've learned the skill, which was the most important thing. And yeah, people want to be on the podcast, which is great. So from that, we get decks from founders that, yeah, just want to be on the podcast. And that's a great way for them to introduce themselves to us as well. And likewise, angels. We're a funny bunch because actually you don't hear much from angel investors out in the public sphere. It's just lots of individuals dotted around. So actually it's quite nice for angels to sort of put their head above the parapet and give an opinion in public, and pitch deck gives them a forum to just show founders how an angel investor thinks. And that was the idea of the podcast, was, you know, what does an angel ask you? How do we look at pitch decks? So yeah, I've met some great angels from that, and other angels have introduced me to other angels that would be good on the podcast as well, because not everyone is good on a podcast, even if you're a great angel. So yeah, it's been super fun, and just recording series two at the moment. So that should come out in hopefully before the end of the year, actually.
Oh, cool. Looking forward. How many? You're going to do like another 10 part?
The first one was 11 randomly. This one, we've recorded 8 so far. So I'll try and get to 10. But yeah, we've got about 6 or 7 in the can already.
Oh, nice. Well, I guess I'll get my application in soon. Otherwise,
send it over.
Yeah, we'll do. I actually didn't know that you'd been running Pitch Deck. I literally have started doing the same thing with the Techstars founders, because of having not told you exactly what I'm doing, but I run like Syncify. It's a podcast audiobook app that lets you listen to podcasts together with your friends, or like sort of asynchronously, like at the same time. So if I log in and you're like listening to something, I can like click and like listen with you, but also like asynchronously. So I could send you my favorite top 5 podcasts or something, and you could like listen up on them as a playlist in your own time. Or you could just see what I've been listening to recently that I rated highly. Or let's say I recommended, like, you know, Dan Mary Surtis' podcast. You could go onto that and you could see like my top 5 ones from it. So like, you know, he's got hundreds of episodes, but you could just know where to go. So it just makes it easier to discover. And then you can like chat around the episode. So I've already had a master plan for Techstars where I was going to interview all of the founders, get them to do a pitch, and I'd like get like an investor external to like do it with me so that it's not just like internal. And then on demo day, we'll release it all within the app so that like the VCs can like listen to it and then like add their comments, and like the founders can then like add some audio like responses and everything. Cause it's like almost built for like extra pitching and like questions and feedback and stuff. When they're like, I found your podcast, I'm like, damn it. How does this already exist? It's kind of funny.
I like the idea, as you know, friends are always asking me, what podcasts do you listen to? What ones do you like? And it's the classic Netflix, isn't it? That's the first chat now you have with everyone, is what are you watching on Netflix? Because you trust your friend's judgment. So I feel like podcasts are going down that route very quickly as well.
Yeah, it's definitely like at the inflection point of like, they've been growing for like 15 years now, and like it's going huge, but it just hasn't changed as an industry at all. And you spend more and more time listening to them, but you're just completely alone whilst you do it. And it's like, wait, why do I have no clue what anyone else is listening to? And why do I have to go to like some different channel to tell them about it, for them to then try and go back? But like when you open your podcast app, you're not going to go to WhatsApp to work out what people recommended you yesterday. It should just all be there in the same place. So hopefully get to solve this. This is like the $1 billion idea that I was talking about, but we'll see. Certainly solves my problems as a listener and kind of as a host as well. So I wanted to get into like the whole, since you went into like the B2B side of software for like the actual sort of people selling stuff in bars and stuff. So like as a podcaster, okay, so we've recorded for like way too long for me to release as a full episode, but I could like release sort of half an hour condensed version and be like, by the way, Nick's amazing. You can listen to the full version if you just pay like $1 or something. And like people just click once rather than like, by the way, I bothered to release this on Patreon. If you go to like this other website and then pay me, and then you'll get a link which you can like put somewhere else. It's like, I just can't be asked. And like, even as a creator, I can't be asked to do it. And then So just making it easier for people to do that. And then there's all the analytics around. So, okay, so people are being social on it. I know like the demographics of them and like, okay, who's commenting, where are they commenting, what highlights are they making, who are they sharing those highlights with? You just start to know like what's working in your podcast, and we start like building recommendation systems. So it's just like the whole SEO style thing that exists for blogging, you can do for podcasts, which doesn't exist. So there's some cool stuff.
I know there are a few softwares now. I think Andrew Wilkinson out of Tiny has got one that is about turning it into what you're talking about, a subscription, or for exclusive content, you pay a subscription and all of that. So there's a few knocking about now, I think, that are doing that side of things. But yeah, there's something in it, definitely.
Cool. Thanks. Congratulations on listening to a whole episode of the Growth Mindset podcast. Before you race into another podcast, try pausing. Ask yourself, what have you learned? What could you change? How will you make that change happen? Did you press pause? Knowledge is useless without action. What did you learn? What should you change? And how will you make that change happen? You can tell us what you learned by contacting us through the website, growthmindsetpodcast.com, and feel free to connect with us or our guests, or just peruse the show notes. Our Instagram is @growthmindsetpodcast, or follow me @samjamsnaps for a daily reminder to stop using Instagram. If you enjoy random acts of kindness and want to support the show, you can support us on Patreon or leave us a review on iTunes, and you'll make me very happy. And with that, keep learning and keep growing.